Hey, this is Kayak Kevin. When I'm looking to get pulled around by a big striper, I know where to find him because I listen to Catching with Catherine Reese on AM 850 WTAR.
Kayak Kevin sitting at the end of the road. Good morning,
good
Kevin.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
All right, doing good.
He's live with me in the studio this morning, getting ready to take another big kayak trip right
nice
around the corner.
Big one next week. I leave next week.
Next weekend. And where are you headed from here?
I'm going from here to Pensacola, Florida. Get dropped off of Pensacola, Florida.
And then you're going to make your way back.
Yep, yep. Head west through the Panhandle, down through the Big Bend, Tampa, around the Everglades, and up the Intercoastal.
Hey, this is Kayak Kevin. Tomorrow I'll be launching from Big Lagoon State Park in Pensacola, Florida. I'm finally down in Florida, and I'm nervous and excited. Looking forward to it, and you know, nervous about what's ahead of me. And tomorrow I head out for 1,800 miles ahead of me. But I feel confident, and I'm prepared. Hopefully, by the time I get done, I'll fish every waters in Florida, hopefully. Hey, this is Kayak Kev calling from Apalachicola, Florida. Been 170 miles. The devastation from Ivan through from Gulf Breach to Navarree was amazing. These houses, every single house was affected. You can still see it. Some of the houses are just still devastated circumstances there. The whole bottom floors were gutted out with the hurricane. A lot of them are just still there. From here on out, from here until Tampa, the next 3 weeks or 250-plus miles is all open water. So this is my first big challenge of the trip. You can always check on my progress at tkaa.org. Until next time, it's Kayak Kevin from Apalachicola.
Talk Radio 850 WTAR. Good morning. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Guess what? We just got a phone call. Kayak Kevin, are you there?
I'm alive.
You're alive and well. Where are you at, buddy boo?
I'm in Tampa Bay waters. I've made it through the Big Bend.
You did?
Yeah.
Gators?
Not so many gators, but big sharks. The shark, the one shark was swimming around the flats, and I got up right behind her. It must have been a 10-footer. I mean, just in knee-deep water, swimming around, hunting the flats.
Oh.
I did hook onto my first. I put a tarpon in the air, my first tarpon in the air.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that like? You got pictures of it?
No, it was so fast. It was like another first time. It was really quick, and when it was over, I wasn't really sure what happened. It hooked in the air, and my lure come flying back at me, and I was like, what was that? And
it was gone.
Yeah, it was gone. I've made it to Key Largo, and this is my turnaround point. From here on out, I head north, so it kind of feels like I'm heading home. Got a funny thing, and then the trek. The funny thing was, I was paddling against the current, and I come up to where I think are just rocks, and I get up right up on them, and there was a huge manatee right at my right side. I mean, close enough for me to touch. So I'm about ready to put my paddle down and grab my camera and take a picture when it arcs its back, comes up, its tail comes out of the water, and pushes down. And the wake from it lifts my boat, that 400-pound boat, nearly knocks me out of the boat. The water just completely soaks me, fills up my cockpit. And the one that I didn't even see on my left side shot 20 yards in a split second. So almost get knocked out of my boat by two manatees. As soon as I saw that tail come up and go down, I was like, oh no, whoa. But that was the funny thing. I giggled about that all the way out. Now the paddling this week, this is the Everglades coast. And it was a beautiful nightmare. The landscape is wild, untouched, and absolutely raw. But the nightmarish volume of mosquitoes. Now, you know, people say mosquitoes are bad. This is unreal, unbelievable. Because they don't spray it. They just leave it alone. It's natural, and they've had a lot of rain. So, there's a million mosquitoes here. And I'm saying in the morning, I can't see out my screens in my tent. There's, you know, 50 mosquitoes attacking you is enough to drive you crazy. Imagine hundreds. Every panic breath you take in, you're sucking in three or four of them. So, yeah!
Oh, that's you, huh?
Yeah, that's me.
Running and screaming like a girl.
I never heard myself panic like that. I mean, I lost it. I freaked out.
Sharks, manatees, tarpon, gators, and here you are screaming at skeeters.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's unreal how incredible they were.
The very small things that can break a man down.
Yeah, the very small things. The millions and millions of very small things.
So what's coming up?
I have two more days before I start entering Miami waters, Biscayne Bay. It's from one extreme wilderness to extreme city. It's a whole new challenge. I've never done a week worth of city where I'm not going to be able to, you know, find a place to camp out, and I have to keep paddling for all night long. I don't know.
How many more miles you have left?
I have 400 miles still left of Florida, and then it'll be 7 from Georgia, I believe. Yeah. After next week, I'll be halfway.
Hey, it's Kayak Kev, and this week I'm south of Melbourne. I'm entering the Space Coast, leaving the Treasure Coast. I am around the Cape Canaveral area, which is going to be really cool because Wednesday the shuttle's supposed to take off. So I'm kind of excited about that. It's always been a thing where I've always wanted to see the shuttle take off, and now I'm in the neighborhood to see it. Hopefully it will go off on Wednesday. Otherwise, it's been pretty easy paddling. South winds, southeast winds just push me right along. I'm paddling 15 miles without my back killing me, so I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, this is Kayak Kev, and I'm in Daytona Beach this week. I think I've been about 1,000 miles, and I'm about 100 miles to finish in Florida. I finally get to put the Florida flag up as I paddle through Georgia. But I was in view of the shuttle for the Wednesday's launch. I mean, I was in within 15 miles of it. I could see the shuttle on the launch pad. Then it got canceled. But they say I can see it from anywhere. I mean, even if it goes off next week, I should be able to see it at some point. But I just wouldn't be as I wouldn't be as close as I was Wednesday.
Where in the world is Kayak Kevin?
I'm almost done with Florida.
And you're getting some funny looks saying, "What in God's name is this guy doing?"
Yeah, yeah. Actually, people have been really. It takes them a second because, you know. Where'd you start from? Pensacola, and then it doesn't really register. Pensacola. You're going to Virginia. Pensacola. then they kind of, you can see them, you can see their mind working on the map, seeing how it goes down where I've been around the Everglades. I'll go, wow. And then it kind of all registers for everybody.
Then the next thing was Gator.
Yeah, actually, Gator Country's coming up.
And how many miles are you paddling a day?
15 to 20.
Dude, you better paddle 100 and get yourself into Georgia right quick. Get past that Gator Country.
You know, I'm used to it. I like them now. They're cool.
Oh, yeah. Bring a couple back with you.
And the little ones are so cute. You almost want to grab them, but they chirp. You got to get out of there because their mom's going to come after them.
I was going to say, mom's probably right behind them, dude. Go ahead. Pick one up. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, I'm 100 miles from home. I did 200 miles from the bottom of Georgia to Charleston in 10 days. Saw 23 alligators in one day in the Santee River area. That night, I was camping out on the foot of the Georgetown 17 Bridge, and comes up to me, yells at me on my beach, and I start yelling. I yelled back at him, and he yelled back at me. He finally went out into the water. I came out of my tent, shot my light on him, and he was a pretty big alligator with one eye. I'm only 100 miles away, and I could do it in 5 days, but I'm just pretty much going to drift home.
Good morning. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're catching with Cap and Reese on Talk Radio 850 WTAR, and yes, I have a special surprise for you. A slow boat to China that's almost as good as a kayak from Florida. Tell you what. He is back in town. We've celebrated his arrival, and you're healthy and feeling fine. Kevin, all by yourself, you made that long trip.
Yeah.
How are you mentally sound still?
Yeah, feeling good. Getting used to being back here in civilization, but just visiting it for 4 months was kind of cool. And
when did you start again?
It was May 2nd. I started from Pensacola, Florida.
And you arrived on September
11th.
Yeah. And
how
many miles?
1,800.
1,800 miles. By yourself?
Yeah.
Why did you want to do this?
Well, my first trip, it just wasn't long enough. It was 5 weeks, and by the time I got into it, I was already back. So I wanted to go so long that I forgot how long I was out there.
How many paddle strokes you think you took?
Well, it's 800 per mile. So it's somewhere in 1.5 million or something like that.
Yeah, but man, yeah, I'm glad that you're back safe and sound. It was very interesting. Sounded like an adventure. I am envious, and we're going to discuss this whole stack of photographs that you brought with
you. There's all the fishing pictures.
And maybe
went fishing.
And maybe go step for. Well, there's one thing. There's going fishing is one thing. I don't see any of these where he's not holding something. All right, hang in there. We got to knock out a break. You're kayaking with Kevin on Talk Radio 850 WTAR.